Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 45 of the Scare Track podcast. My name is Mikey and I'm here to introduce our favourite episode of the year, if not the most hectic episode of the whole year. That's right, it's ScareCon season. ScareCon was back for its 10th annual ScareCon this year at the Alton Towers Resort in Staffordshire. We have loads of audio from the day, but a bit of a disclaimer, we just couldn't get it all in. We have over an hour's worth of audio for you from the day, but as you can imagine, the talks start from 11 o'clock in the morning. We not only have an exhibition hall, which was the biggest it's ever been, we have the workshops, we have a demo stage, we have the actual main talks in the main arena section. There's just so much between exhibitors, talks, workshops, demos. There was just, and then everyone in between, over 400 delegates, the biggest ScareCon to date. So we couldn't, of course, it's impossible to get it all in. It really is such a huge event now, but it means there's something for everyone. To everyone we saw, thank you for coming to say hi. If you're on the show, fantastic. If we couldn't get you on the show, please don't feel that we didn't want you on the show. It was just the fact that it was so, so busy and so, so hectic. I barely saw Hannah and Sean through half of it because we were trying to see as many people as we could. If you were at ScareCon, though, we do hope you had an absolutely fantastic time and it was great to see you. If we didn't get to speak to you, like we say, over 400 people, but you guys want to be on the show, if there's a company that you guys want a SCAR award, or if you're up for a nomination, you've not been on the show yet and you want to be on the show, just give us a call, just contact us. The Scare Track Facebook page is the easiest way. I know we all interact on social media, so that's facebook.com/ScareTrack, or you can email us directly, scaretrack@gmail.com. That's for any companies who wish to join us on the show. I know we've already got a few lined up with you guys. It was great to either meet old friends at ScareCon or indeed create new ones. So, like I say, we did get as much as we could, but it was very difficult. We only have a couple of short extracts from the talks. We obviously couldn't take you through the Skin Snatchers maze, well, the Ortonville Mine Tours, The Legend of the Skin Snatchers. It's a very long title. So, and also, we won't be bringing you the SCAR Awards on this episode as well, because again, that would be another whole hour of SCAR Awards, and we did it live there and then on the day. So, to anyone listening to this podcast, thank you so, so much. But if you want to get a bit more of a feel of what it was like at ScareCon, head over to the ScareTrack Facebook page. Like I say, www.facebook.com/ScareTrack. Head over to June 23rd. On there, you'll see all the photos from the day that we took, along with our good friend Stephen Candy, the official photographer for ScareCon. You can check those out at the ScareCon Facebook page, facebook.com/ScareCon. But if you head to June the 23rd, you'll see all our live videos and photos from the event. When I say live videos, we have live videos of a few of the talks, of the trade exhibition hall, of what else do we have? All the Scar Awards, a little bit of the entertainment by the infamous Circus of Horrors. So yeah, make sure you head back to June 23rd on the Scaretrack Facebook page. And like I say, a short disclaimer, we're so, so sorry we couldn't speak to all of you on the day and we couldn't get every single talk in. But we hope you guys understand there is a hell of a lot to fit in this year. So just a few snippets from the day. We'll obviously introduce ourselves on the day when we take you back to the live audio. Then we'll hear a little bit from Michael Bolton, the owner of Scarecom. Enjoy.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
Good morning, Scaretrack fans. We are here and we have arrived at the annual Scarecon at Orton Towers Resort this year. You guys excited? We're here with Hannah and Sean. We've also got Martin as well joining us for the day. You may recognise Martin's voice from a few episodes back when we did our Halloween stuff. But Hannah, are you excited?
I'm really excited. I can't wait. This year just has so much more. I know we say it every year. Every year I think Scarecon just grows and grows. And this year there is so much going on. You physically, you can't do everything this year.
You won't be able to fit everything in.
No. Which is a little bit annoying because I like to do everything, but it also just shows how much it's grown.
It's perfect, isn't it? Because there's something for everyone, for owners, for designers, for tech people, for actors. There's even workshops here to get a job at Orton Towers Resort. So that's really perfect. Literally, we've walked in. The amount of lanyards they have on that table for delegates is insane. It's the biggest amount.
I spoke to Michael and he said there's about 400 people coming today.
Loads.
Yeah, loads of people, you know, to get interviews off, Mikey.
Of course. And Sean, we get to see your face.
I know, I'm going to be with you, like, all day, every day, for the rest of my life.
Awesome. So you're excited.
Yeah, I can't wait to... I can't wait to go into, you know, the trade stand's always my favourite, because I think that's when we can, like, you know, interact with everyone, find out what they do, and, you know, just... build up a rapport with people.
Yeah,
that's what today is all about, really. You know, finding out what people do, and obviously, you know, helping each other within the industry.
Yeah, 100%. And if anyone's listened to our episode from Scarecon over the last couple of years, you know it's a bit of a crazy one. It's quite sporadic. Sometimes we'll get a little bit of the talks. Sometimes we'll get a little bit of the exhibition hall. Sometimes we'll find people that want to chat to us. We'll get them on. It's very hard to get it all in, and we won't get it all in, but it's kind of just a fun sort of sporadic episode of the Scaretrack podcast. But also, like we said earlier, we're here with Martin. Martin, this is your very first Scarecon. You excited?
You can never get it all in for you.
Yeah, we can never shut Martin up, can we?
Yeah.
You visited Scarecon Aftershock last year, which is obviously a little bit different. It's more of seeing the attraction and behind the scenes and stuff. But this year is lots of seminars and exhibition halls, and you're looking forward to learning more about the scare industry, basically. Yeah. Right. Okay. Wicked. Cheers, Martin. He's so good on the podcast. We should get him on all the time. Right, so in the holding area upstairs of the conference hall at the Orton Towers Hotel, which is nice and posh. A bit warm, but it's nice and posh. We're all gathering around here while everyone sort of collects their lanyards, telling us who we all are.
And there's a massive team of them this year. You were telling me on the way that everyone has kind of like a rota this year. So we got Laura, Sarah, Sam, Cookie, and Catherine, Michael's wife, has made an appearance, which is amazing, and I think it's amazing. Obviously, it's Michael Bolton's birthday as well today.
Yeah, it is. Happy birthday
to Michael.
Happy birthday,
old man.
It's you can tell how much of a big operation it is now, and we're really lucky to be a part of it and to visit. We really do love Scarecon. Join us throughout the episode, throughout the day, and we'll get as much as we can in, really. Enjoy.
I'm sure we'll try
to fit it all in.
So I want to start off just by welcoming everyone to our new brand. This is Scarecon, but it's part of a wider initiative. As everyone knows, I run Scarecon. I also do Scare Tour, the news and reviews site. We do Scare Awards as well. So we decided it was time to bring everything together under one banner. So our new family is Scarecon, Scare Tour, the Scare Awards. They'll still be called the Scars, a bit like the Oscars and the Academy Awards, and they're called the Scars. You know, they're still going to be doing that. But one of the things we wanted to do is this has been tried so many times. There's quite a few people in the room. I can see Jason in the front here. One of the things that I'm really passionate about is as this industry keeps growing, is we've got to work together as an industry. We've got to come together, look after ourselves, come up with our own set of standards and ideas that we can work together. So I'm proposing something today. I'm not saying that I'm going to be the person who's going to lead this or do anything, but I want us to work together. I want everybody here to be part of this, to come up with some ideas, standards, and beliefs that we work on. I'll talk about this a bit more later in the day, but just off the back of the brand and everything we've got so far, we'd like to launch the Scare Association. The idea is it's something that we can buy into. It's a basic set of rules and ideas covering health and safety, protection of our actors, protection of people coming into attractions, basic ideas. One of the things that's been quite key recently, there's been a lot of talk about attractions that are based on asylums and madhouses, and you know, it's quite controversial and there's been quite a lot of grief. So one of the beliefs we're going to say is we're not going to pick on, you know, or potentially pick on, you know, minorities or protected people. It's only a basic idea at the moment. We wanted to launch it as part of the thing. I've got lots more to talk about this later, and I will show you. But you know, please, you know, come and talk to me during the day when I'm not in front of 200 people, and hopefully it's something we can all buy into. And I'm looking for people to get involved. You know, some of the key players in the industry.
Hey there, ScareTrack fans. So we are multitasking at the minute. We are live on Facebook and also recording for the podcast. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, head back to June 23rd, where you can check out our live video on the ScareTrack Facebook page. We're literally just going to have a little bit of a wander around to show you all the different types of exhibitions we've got here today.
There's loads here this year.
There's literally
loads.
It's
massive as well, the trade floor.
It's just so much. So obviously we've got Venue Magic here in this corner, being creative.net. They have all their show control and emergency systems. We've seen the likes of this work actually in The Haunting at Drayton Manor most recently. They have lights and tech over there. Just behind them, we have these awesome masks. We saw these last year, didn't we? These masks were really, really cool. Fantastic masks here. Like I say, if you want to watch the video, go back to June 23rd. We've got some proper, real, like, looking like latex skin masks.
It feels like balls.
Awesome,
let's keep going on. Ooh, look, it's the saw, jigsaw thing.
You've got a jigsaw mask. Oh, check him out.
He's scary.
You've got jigsaw Billy, the Billy puppet.
These are some high quality masks.
Really impressive masks.
It does scare me a little bit.
Dolls.
That someone could buy one of these masks right now.
Hey Mark, Mark's joining us wear on them. The live Facebook.
Hello. And wear them to scare the scare ball this evening.
Yeah. Right, so I think we're in the mask section. This one's mad about
fire.
And then we've got
more masks.
We've got Rubber Gorilla. Rubber Gorilla are a very big company. We've heard about Rubber Gorilla many a time.
Sure, you all recognise that one.
Yeah, we recognise that from Boiler House here at Alton Towers a few years ago. There's a sort of like a dolly mask there. Rubber Gorilla, really good stuff. Head over to their website to find some really impressive masks.
Oh my god, I'm in love with them all.
We've said this every year, that what's the point in having an event if people can't get to it and buy tickets, digi tickets. I know ScareCon use digi tickets.
Yeah.
Lots of different scare attractions use digi tickets. Also, they have free suites, which is good. Digi tickets. If you want to do ticketing systems, then digi tickets definitely the way forward. We're now moving over to Alton Towers Entertainment's team, where they're actually doing some workshops today where you can audition to be part of the ScareFest team, which is quite exciting.
It is exciting. If only I didn't have a full-time job.
Yeah, if we did have full-time jobs. And just quickly, we've got another stage over here where they'll be doing some seminars throughout the day, as well as the stage in the main room. And then we've got Stephen Candy's... check it out, Sean. Stephen Candy is fantastic photography. If you're a scare attraction owner and you need a photographer, don't look anywhere else other than Stephen Candy, basically. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why he's been at every single ScareCon.
I mean, look at this.
So sure, we're just going to look at the. There's a video, a picture of a girl doing a fire point, and it's just literally the fire's wrapped all around it. It's really, really impressive.
So let's see if we can do. Let's keep going. We still got. We haven't even like touched half.
There's so much here. It's incredible. Just the atmosphere this year, the buzz. There he is, the main man himself. This is the bit that always gets me at ScareCon, always hits me back, is where we buy merch, and oh my god, they have Hellraiser merch.
Oh my god, look at that! Bates Motel.
Bates Motel towels. Well, the human centipede. Lovely. Just till dawn.
Well, this is new.
Oh, what's okay. This?
So, for anyone listening, we've got the Haunted Lantern guys here, who are basically showing a demo of how a lantern would work in your maze. So there's a small sort of maze set up. Obviously, you can see that on the live video, but if you listen on the podcast, it's sort of like, you know, in those movies where you see rat cages and trying to get a rat from one side to the other. And they even have little pop-out scare actors. That's pretty cool. Oh, there's another one. There's another pop-out scare actor. And they're using a little sort of toy remote cars with their haunted lantern on. And obviously, every time they go past a certain sensor, it changes the lantern. We'll have it in Skin Snatchers tonight. We've also had it in Saw Alive of 2 years ago at Thorpe Park. That's a really ingenious way to showcase your...
I think it's really clever.
Your attraction.
Like. It shows exactly what they do.
Absolutely.
And like on the scales that they can do it. You know, haunted lanterns are always quite chunky. And it's showing here actually can be quite small like it is with Skin Snatchers.
That's
on
really
your helmet.
Impressive. We've got Mark joined us. Hey, Mark. We've got Lee Brewster, Scream Factory, Treeside. We'll see you shortly, guys. And say hi to Hank. Well, Hank's currently...
Hi, Hank!
He's currently controlling this remote control. He's got some good skills, although he's got stuck. But yeah.
How they are controlling it with an Xbox controller.
Nice. That's a really ingenious way. I really like that.
Very clever.
We'll check that out a little bit more later. Right, let's keep going around the room now.
Oh, bit of Dracula. Life-size models by Albershed.
Albershed, life-size models.
Life-size models. What's the company?
Albershed.
Hello, Scare Queen.
Hello, Scare Queen.
We meet again.
Here we go. If anyone needs any makeup, we've got some ScareCon offers on as well. Makeup, face paints, fake blood.
This is also where my money goes.
This is where Hannah's money goes. All over here.
Although, I don't know, it seems like they've got some bargains this year.
Some bargains. You'll be spending your money.
Your money.
We've got the better. And then over here, we've got Fear FX. Always bring some quality props to any attraction. Look at this body.
And then the wire from each
Oh, look at this gorilla.
So we've got a giant sort of Bigfoot and a really awesome pumpkin in a tree here as well from Albershed. Really impressive. Oh, this is the same company that we're doing all the big
life-size
massive
models, life-size.
And then over here we have Scare Kingdom.
Atmosphere Scare
Entertainment. Like I say, if you're listening to this on the podcast and you want to see it, just head back over to the video, June 23rd. It's so busy, it's so crazy in here. So we apologise if we're only getting some of it. But yeah, look at that. Scare Kingdom, always a really good scare park to visit.
Yeah, definitely. Horrify Me.
We love a bit of Horrify Me. Actually working with ScareCon this year as well, sponsoring the event. Really impressive stuff from Horrify Me. We've always said this every year, we need a Horrify Me photo shoot.
It's just so far.
It is so far away from it. So far away from it. Right, moving on. There's literally so much. Horrify Me. We've got Eevee with Animal Evolution. Gives away. Good show. Dogs scare me anyway. But have you ever seen a photo of a terrifying dog and then made it look more like a zombie? Like, does that not terrify you? Again, if you're listening to the podcast, head over to the video from the June 23rd.
For some scary dogs.
Some scary ass dogs.
We've got Scream Effects.
Yeah, we love Scream Effects. Which are really quality.
Also looks like they're selling things this year for me to...
More stuff to be bought.
Ooh, pumpkin bottle topper. That's right up my street.
And we'll move on. We've got Foggy's Fog. Foggy's Fog are working with ScareCon with the event as well this year.
They've supplied our gorgeous lanyards this year.
It's a really good quality fog for your attraction. They have so many different types of fluids for your attraction as well.
I think I have been beat this year in the fact that it's half 10 and there's someone there with a cider.
As a skill with a cider.
I have been beaten.
You have?
That is a first. I think like 7
different products. And we've got Fun Fear technical group again that works with Foggy's Fog.
Fun Fear are doing lots today, aren't they?
They are doing loads everywhere. We've got loads of other rooms to be looking at as well. They're showing you a little attraction there.
Oh, wow.
We've got loads of little trinkets for sale.
Nemesis
here
Now.
Well.
I love Nemesis Now.
They've got some really impressive skulls and mugs. Really good stuff.
Again, I can see all your money.
All my money is disappearing.
And I think that's it for the whole trade stand.
I think that's it for the trade stands, yeah. I mean, sorry if you... It was very busy, obviously. It was the busiest I think we've ever seen it. We tried to get as much in as we could. But like I say, we'll take photos throughout the day, chat to some people. Hey, deal! And like I say, if you're listening to the podcast, we've multitasked on this bit. Yes. So it might sound a little bit dodge. Hey, Chris. But yeah. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you go back to the video from June 23rd at around 10:30 and it will make a lot more sense.
Yeah, because you've really got to see it to believe how incredible it is here today.
Absolutely.
You've got to see it.
Absolutely.
And you should be here.
You should be. The rest of the podcast will be a little bit more concise.
It won't be.
And
it
make
be.
More sense to listeners.
So, Martin, first time to ScareCon. What do you think of the trade stands?
I think it's amazing. Just the variety that you've got here is... It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, there's something for everyone, isn't there? No matter what part or aspect you're looking for in the scare attraction industry, you know, you've got props, you've got makeup, you've got tickets. They sort of, so many stands catering to so many different requirements.
Yeah, I quite like the look of the haunted lanterns.
Yeah.
Just the tech in that's quite fascinating. But also the latex masks as well. I've never seen such a realistic mask.
Yeah, good stuff.
Next up, we have just a short extract from Gary Irving's presentation, Scare Design from an Actor's Point of View.
And this was a very, very big sausage from the hall, which is a very, very large cave system, not much in it, to a very small farm, a cricket ground even, and he actually showed me one thing. You don't need a lot of money to do this. You don't need a lot of backup to do this. All you need is the absolute heart and passion. Just really let that show that your heart and passion comes out. You will influence your actors to do the best they can. You can put your heart and soul into attraction. The actors will love it, the public will love it, and it will show. So please, always put your all into it. Okay. So, after a little bit of them, I became at ScareCon in Blackpool. I had a bit of a fall down in October and I met Andrew Porter, who invited me to work at Screamfest. Probably one of the best experiences I've had as a scare actor is at Screamfest. That first year was amazing. The makeup was brilliant.
Yeah,
lovely. The management was okay. But a lot of this was down to the mazes were very well designed, they were very well built, the park was very nice size, managed very well. And for us actors, the best thing was the training we was given with Rose's Fright Form to start with. It really showed within the actors and within the students that came in that it really put the heart and soul within the attraction. It really gave everybody a lot of experience and knowledge straight off the bat. So I'd implore you, when you get your actors, spend 2 days with them before a maze, if you can, when you're on a small attraction, have them in an evening, playing games with them, getting them to play games with you. Again, get their feedback as well.
Okay, then, Scaretrack fans, we are here in the middle of the exhibition hall and we have stumbled across Albert Shen. It's their first ever time visiting ScareCon. Are you enjoying the day so far?
Fabulous, thank you.
Yeah, awesome. And we can see some real fantastic big figures. We've got Bigfoot, we've got skeletons, we've got vampire Dracula's here.
Uncle Frank's
here. What exactly is Albert Shen? What do you guys do and where can people get your products? Because they are really, really amazing.
Right, well, we're based in South Wales, Ebervale, just off the heads of the Valleys Road. And we design, manufacture, wholesale, etc., our life-size models. It's a family business, and we've been running for over 20 years.
And they look absolutely incredible. I mean, it must have been pretty impressive to get all these into the Alton Towers suite today. Big lorry, I'm guessing.
Just a Luton. Hired a Luton, packed it up last night, set off at 5:30 this morning. Awesome. Got here and wrapped it all, put it in. Awesome. It's a really good convention. But we want to promote our website, albershed.com.
Yeah. Albershed.com.
Give us a like on Facebook.
Running a competition.
Okay, competition on Facebook. So yes. The Facebook page for Albert Shed, what's the competition? Like and share?
It's like and share the page. Okay. Invite all your friends as well. And it is at Life Size Models. Look out for Albert Shed as well.
Okay. At Life Size Models. We got it. Perfect. So guys, if you need anything for your attraction, some really good, impressive figurines, head over to Alba Shed. It's really good stuff. And we look forward to seeing you later on throughout the day, guys.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Next up to take the stage was Stuart Bear from Tully's Shocktoberfest.
Thank you very much for inviting us to speak today. There's six haunted house style attractions, a haunted hayride, which is a trailer ride through the woods, which is again where our evening events sort of started. It also includes live music. There's two music stages, top and bottom of the site, and three food courts. So it's evolved from being a sort of a one haunted house event into this more akin to a festival. Lots of street food, street theatre, and a real lively atmosphere. Last year we added a bar, which I think that's the impact on the numbers, but you can see how the numbers have grown since we put that in. The park is very much set up as a temporary theme park. It's got all the workings, all the behind the scenes workings of a theme park, but it is basically built into a field. Some of the infrastructure is now permanent. It sits there some bit all year round. So marketing the why. Going back to Simon Sinek, trying to drive numbers. This picture was taken from a zombie world record attempt we did. We failed miserably. We only got a couple of thousand people dressed as zombies. I think the target was 4,000, but it was great fun. So why do we do what we do? And if we can understand why we do things, all of us understand the what, I think. But in the words of Simon Sinek, people don't buy what you do, they buy into why we do things.
Okay then, Scare fans, we are here with a friend of the show, Andy Cookie Rawlins. Andy, how's it going?
Hello, yes, going really, really well, thanks. I'm loving this year's seminars, I'm loving the trade shows. It's brilliant, because every time I come here, everything just gets just improves bigger and better every year.
Yeah. And in case any of our listeners aren't quite up to date with us, who are you and what do you do?
Who am I? So in addition to being ScareCon's bitch, I am also author of Through the Dead Eye, A Eulogy to the Art of Scare Acting.
Awesome, and a great book it is. I know a lot of our listeners have actually purchased the book as well. Have you made a few sales today here at ScareCon too?
Made quite a few sales. It's early days yet. We're still getting a load of people that want to come along and buy the book at a later date. They've asked me to go along and reserve it, but yeah, happy days. It's awesome. Going really well.
And we'll see you as Cookie hosting this evening.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, we'll try and get some audio of that as well. Oh, well, Andy Cookie Rawlings, author, actor, extraordinaire. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to be on the show as always.
We are also here with Andy Longmore. Andy, how's it going, pal?
It's going great, pal.
Good stuff.
It's the 10th anniversary of ScareCon, and I can't think of a better place to have it than Towers.
Yeah, Alton Towers is a really good venue, isn't it?
Yes, we don't have to drive 4-5 hours to get down to ScareCon for a change.
We're probably the closest to this than anyone else, which is perfect. Now, obviously, you're here as yourself, but obviously you have worked for Merlin, you've worked for Screamfest, you've worked for a few different places. Is it good to see all the different companies here sort of congregating together and sharing ideas, pitching ideas, that sort of thing?
It is. It's just what the industry needs. It's like Michael said this morning about the Scare Association, it's about everybody coming together. And it is, it's because aside from being a DJ as well, also do scare acting, and the two industries work very differently.
Absolutely.
The scare acting industry, scare industry and sort of actors, designers, owners, enthusiasts, we're all sort of running the same race, and it's one that we all need to stick together. Whereas if I was to talk about the DJ industry, it's not exactly the best industry to be in. It's every man for himself. It's a nice change to go from one extreme to the other in a way.
I guess it's nice to be able to use both of your skills tonight because you'll be DJing the scareball.
Yes, by popular demand.
Yeah, the only ball. Time people dance at a scareball is when Andy Longmore is DJing. So we look forward to seeing you a bit later.
Yeah, I can't wait for it again later on.
So we are halfway through our daytime festivities here at ScareCon, and as you may have heard earlier, we are now not just ScareCon, it's not just Scare Tour, it's the Scare Association, and all those things are under one banner. We brought you a little bit from a few talks. We can't cover everything, can we, Hannah?
No, not at all.
There's just so much. So we tried to talk to a few different people. We'll obviously put in a few extra talks as well. We're just about to listen to Stephen Candy talk about photography and photographing the fear. And we said this earlier during the walk through the exhibition hall, but if you need anyone to photograph your haunt attraction, especially in
the
UK,
he's
the guy to do it. No one else.
There's
no one else.
Such amazing photographs, and it's not just, you know, your landscape photos or, you know, photos of your attraction. He gets the live action actors. He will get those actors up in your face.
Yeah. So I've personally worked with Stephen Candy.
Oh,
and yeah, what you're saying is exactly true, and the best thing is he knows what will make a good shot. So he does the lighting, so he brings his own lights, you know, coloured lights, and he can just, you know, turn, you know, plain Jane into fucking
Cinderella. So if you have any ugly daughters and you want them to look more attractive,
or any ugly fiancés, like Mikey, he's your fiancé, you can turn him into
anyway. So yeah, we are here, we'll get a little snippet of this. Like we say, we can't put every single talk in, all of it, the podcast would last all day as well. We're here just to give a few snippets of our special day at ScareCon. And I do like the sound of my own voice. So, yeah, we're going
to
carry on with photographing the fear with Stephen Candy.
It's enough to be at the Shoptoberfest down at Tully's Farm press night doing my job. But I turned around some of the pictures and went back the following day to take the pictures in just to say, oh, I took these, I thought you might like them. You know, here are some photos from your event. And I was fortunate to hand them to Stuart Beer, who just happened to be in the office when I walked in. And before I'd even got home, I had a message from Stu saying, I loved your photos, could you pop in for a chat on Monday? And in I went, and he said, oh, can you get some more pictures like these? We rather like these, they'd be useful for promotion. So in I went, and I did more, and I was able to work with the team who are now Screen Park Entertainment.
Hello.
And that all joined up, enabling me to work within the attraction and working in that sort of flexible way that I think we all know makes things work for a scare attraction. It's lots and lots of different things all happening at once, but it's good to get it all together. today I don't really want to just do an advert saying to get good photos, hire me. There are lots of things you can do within your own budget and with your own attractions to develop good images that are useful for social media, for posters, for images. There are lots of different things you can use photography for. A lot of the time you might think, oh well, I've got someone here, they own a camera, they'll do the job, they're already on staff, why do we need to hire someone separately and pay them separately just to do that? There are things you're going to need that you might not be able to do at the same time as everything else that you're doing. You're going to want promotional photos before the event, and you might well want to get someone in who can do that quickly and efficiently and who isn't also trying to do whatever other job you're given them. They might well also be doing the costumes or the sets or the planning or the building. Especially out of season, you've not always got a whole team on hand, and it's useful having someone come in just to do that. Sales photography is a very different thing. You've seen examples, there's people here demonstrating outside, companies like Magenta Star, what we sort of call on-ride photos from roller coasters. It's a whole separate thing, and it's very marketable. It's not really what I am involved with, but that's another great reason for having photography is the sales. It's a revenue stream. If guests have come in and you want to make money off it, having a stand that does that is an excellent aspect. Coming on to the other aspect, behind the scenes cast memories. Sometimes you need someone who you trust to have access to the event, who isn't going to then put on Facebook, oh well actually that fantastic scary thing was a class to scene one. You don't want things given away. And you need someone whose job is just to handle dealing with behind the scenes aspects of the event and getting a record of it for you. Be it, here's our build coming together, be it, here's the actor getting their makeup done. That information's not going to leak. And usually everyone else who's on staff is a bit busy doing whatever you've already hired them for. So if you've got someone who's just focused on that, that will really help you out. Important point, if you've not got a photographer and you hire in a stock photo, it's very easy, Google up zombie this or monster that, you risk turning up with the same outfit as somebody else. These pictures here, one on the left, you can buy it. You can get a license to use this picture for a few quid in your promotion. There is a risk though that two events, pictured also here, will at the same time use the same picture. And you've then got no real control over where it's been seen, and you end up with something that you don't own. If you own your photos, you end up with promotional images that belong entirely to you, no one else is going to be using them, and they can represent what you're actually doing.
Okay, ScareTrack fans, we are back here on the exhibition floor at ScareCon 2017, and we're with the Haunted Lantern guys. And Henk, how's it going?
Oh, it's going quite well, actually. I'm enjoying myself really good.
It's cool. We were saying earlier, you've got an awesome setup here. We said it's a little bit like a rat maze. and you've got little remote control cars with your haunted lanterns. Where did the idea from this come about? Because it's really, really genius.
You remember Evert. 2 years ago, he was with me in Thorpe Park.
Yes.
And he launched the idea. He said, you really need a model maze to show it. And this is what I came up with.
Yeah, absolutely. If any of our listeners don't know what we're talking about, head over to our Facebook page, you'll see it. We've taken plenty of photos and video, and it works really well. It just sort of shows the customers exactly what your haunted lantern can do. And you even have scare actors.
Yeah,
you've got scare actors jumping out. Awesome. So this is your fourth or fifth ScareCon now?
I think my fifth in 6 years.
Wow.
I only missed Tully's, but from Blackpool on, I've been there always.
Same as me. And we get to see the Haunted Lanterns in action tonight when we go through the sketches made. How different was it to create something that's obviously we're used to the handheld version, to put it on the helmet? Quite an ingenious idea. Was there any change in tech, or was it more of just a different sort of hardware?
The challenge is that the commands that are sent by the transmitters actually have to be received by the lantern. And the lantern is always more or less held in the same way. A flashlight, for instance, isn't.
Yes.
People will point it anywhere. A helmet is also always worn the same way. Nobody will put it in reverse or something like that. So that challenge was quite nullified there. Other than that, it's basically exactly the same.
Awesome. And we can't wait to go through Skin Snatchers again. We went through Halloween last year. Really enjoyed it, and the good thing about that we noticed with it being on your head, you kind of think, I mean, we kind of knew who it was, it's the Haunted Lantern guys, but even we sort of forgot that it's on our head. We forgot that, oh no,
what if the light goes out? What if it flashes? So it sort of makes the audience even more forgettable because they're not holding a lantern. Mm-hmm. It's on their head. So it's really, really good.
Okay, but it's good to hear.
Yeah, definitely. But it's great to see you.
I know there are also people who wear a helmet, enter skin snatchers, exit skin snatchers, and never noticed anything.
Really?
Yeah, because they're too busy getting scared.
Too scared. absolutely. It is a scary mate. He's very, very good. Very good. So, Henk, thank you very much for joining us on the Scare Trap podcast.
Thank you.
We look forward to going through skin snatches and we'll chat about it again a little bit later. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we've just tried on some rubbergorilla.co.uk masks. If you want to see the photos, again, head over to our Facebook page from the 23rd of June. Hannah and Sean, how'd they go? I thought it was me then, it wasn't me. They've got some really impressive masks, haven't they?
Some really impressive masks, and they're more comfortable than you think. Like, I was looking at the masks, and when I was trying to decide which one to try on, I was thinking, all right, you're talking to me here, I'm a very clumsy person, I want to pick one that I know I could afford if I break it. So I picked one that I thought would be less uncomfortable, but it was really comfortable. Surprising, she said, when I put it on, it was one of the bigger masks.
Yeah, absolutely.
How comfy did you find yours, Sean?
I thought it was, well, I'm not going to lie, it was tight. It was very, very tight. Okay. Well, no, I mean, I'm not going to lie, because I tried on the ventriloquist?
Yeah, kind of doll mask.
Doll mask. It was tight because it had no kind of slit at the back.
Yeah.
But do you know what? It's just going to add to a better effect.
Yeah.
Like, within
and
an attraction.
And the prices, although they're not cheap masks, obviously, they're not going to be a cheap tenor Asda thing, but the prices are really actually quite well priced for what they are and how much effort goes into each of these masks. So, yeah, Rubber Gorilla, some really, really good stuff. So we are here still at ScareCon and we have Rosie Redvers-Jones just come along to say hello. How's it going?
Yeah, it's all right, thanks.
Excellent. And are you enjoying ScareCon?
I am, yeah. I missed last year, so it's nice to be back.
And is it a lot bigger than you remember like 2 years ago? It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, actually it is. There's a lot of people and the trade show's wicked. It's really good.
It's really good. And you're going to be staying, are you staying all night for the Scare Ball too?
I'm hoping to, yeah. I am driving home, but I'm hoping to.
We'll see you at the Scare Ball, definitely. Awesome. So you're here representing Screamfest Burton, which is always on top of our list to go every year. Have you got some exciting stuff coming this year? You'll be back there this October?
Yeah, we've got two new attractions this year. We've got Demonica, and we have also got Dia de los Muertos.
Which I can't say.
I couldn't say it for a while, but it's fine, you get used to it.
I'm just going to call it the new one.
The new one, yeah. There's Demonica and the new one.
Yes, it's perfect.
But no, so it is going to be quite exciting. The plans for that are looking really cool, so I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to go through it, and we'll see you a little bit later.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay then, Scare fans, we are here with the glorious gang from Scream Factory in Teesside, looking pretty awesome in all their masks. Guys, you enjoying your first ScareCon?
Fantastic, yeah.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Yeah.
Good stuff. So for people who aren't aware of your haunt, your scare attraction, whereabouts are you? Well, Teesside, but what exactly is you guys do?
Well, we're in Kirkleatham, in Redcar, just in the outskirts. It's a 16th century grounds where there's a museum there. It's extremely haunted. So we're encouraging people to come along for 10 nights this October to come along and have some frights.
Sounds good. So 10 nights this October. And how can people get tickets? How can they get in contact with you guys?
Go to screamfactory.co.uk or look at us on our Facebook, which is Scream Factory Teesside. You'll find links to the tickets that way.
Awesome stuff. Well, we look forward to seeing you there, hopefully, and enjoy your night here at ScareCon.
Thanks very much.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Right then, guys, we have enjoyed the daytime festivities of ScareCon. We hope we brought you a little bit of content. It is getting harder and harder every year, isn't it, Hannah? There's so many more people.
Well, yeah.
There's more people there. Oh, thanks, Han. More people there, more seminars, more trade shows, more exhibitions. There's just loads, so we can't bring it all in. But we'll be able to talk to some more people tonight during the Scare Ball. We're going to take this moment just to have a short break in the podcast, because we are going to go through Skin Snatchers. Well, the Autumnville Mine Tours, the legend of the Skin Snatchers. Really, really long game.
We only got to do this once last year.
We did.
Because we've been in America, whereas usually we get to go through towers, mazes a couple of times. Yeah. So I'm excited because for me this is one of their stronger mazes over the last couple of years. Even though Subspecies is a really strong maze, for me Autumnville Mine Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers, was such a great meet.
Yeah, really enjoyable. You enjoyed it when we went through as well, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So that's why we're going to have a quick break now. We are going to go through Legend of the Skin Snatchers. We'll tell you what we think afterwards when we come back from Legend of the Skin Snatchers, the Autumnville Mine Tours. And then we will get on with this evening festivities. We've got the entertainment by Circus of Horrors. We've got the Scar Awards. We've got a few other surprises, I think. And then we've got the Fun Scare Ball, which is where this podcast starts going a little bit slurry. So we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye. You're listening to Scare Track.
Okay then, guys. You may be able to hear the music in the background. That means it's time for the second half of the show and the second half of ScareCon. We are at the Scare Ball. We left you with us telling you we were going through Skin Snatchers, and we went through it, and wow, it was more intense than I ever remembered. Sean, did you love Skin Snatchers?
Yeah, so this was my first time, because I remember Hugh at Scarefest was like insane. 3 hours to 4 hours long. So being able to just literally walk on it was amazing.
Yeah.
And
it was intense.
It was, like, you know, I think they pulled out all the stops, obviously, yeah, because it is ScareCon, but you know, the atmosphere, the smells, the smoke.
Yeah, the amount scent of smoke was insane.
But that added to it.
Yeah, 100%.
Sorry, I'm just looking across at the table. There are kids here?
There's kids here? I'm just looking at Jade and Seb. Mainly Jade. Martin, we're here with Martin Beige on Escape Entertainment. You enjoy Skin Snatchers?
Yeah, it was very good. We went through it once in October, and you know, it was the strongest maze at the time, and
strong now. Yeah, 100%.
That's the best maze I've been through today.
That's the only maze you've been through today. Yeah, but it was awesome. That last room, I couldn't see for smoke.
No.
Whatsoever. It was absolutely so much. Hannah's busy talking to the Scare Tour girls, Sarah and Laura. We're lucky enough to be on top table with Cookie, Sarah, Laura, Catherine Bolton, Michael Bolton, Sam Cousins. We are all here together. It's really exciting stuff. So, like we say, this is now the second half of the day. It's a Scare Ball. So we're going to have our sit-down meal shortly. There's over 400 people here tonight. It's insane. The place looks beautiful. Again, head back to the Facebook page on June 23rd. Check out all the photos and videos.
Sarah.
We are going to have our meal. Then we're going to have some entertainment from the Circus of Horrors. Yes, the Circus of Horrors are back for live entertainment at the Scare Ball. And then we'll have the all-important Scar Awards. From the Scare Awards, from the Scare Association, the annual Scar Awards. Good luck to everyone who is involved. If you're listening to the show, you probably already know who's won because we're live streaming it on our Facebook page. After that, that's when this podcast gets a little bit messy. We all get a little bit drunk. We all have a good old knees up. So enjoy the ride with us, guys. I'm here with the horrible looking Andy Cookie Rawlins again.
Andy's gone to sleep. His cookies tonight.
A cookie, you look distressed.
I've had a bit of a facelift, so I'm still recovering at the moment.
Okay.
And you're joking. What's the procedure later on?
Oh my God.
And you're ready for the Scare Ball? You're the jack of all trades here tonight?
Fuck yeah, jack of all trades. Got the bottle of Jack as well, so
Jack
we're definitely
on
prepared.
Itself. Absolutely. And we look forward to you introducing us to the evening.
Looking forward to getting drunk with you guys as well. It's
going to
be
awesome.
Night.
Cheers, Cookie.
No, you're not having any. I'll tell you what, you've been such a good sport, love. I'm going to get you a bottle of this afterwards. You, mate, you a good sport? Good, you can fucking pay for it. Right, so, that's enough of me. 15 minutes from now, that bar's going to be closed. For 5 minutes only. If you ain't got a drink on it, tough fucking luck. See you in a bit.
There we go, the Woo! Infamous Cookie setting off the Scare Ball. We've got 15 minutes before we have our Scar Awards and entertainment. Very, very exciting stuff. So guys, we are halfway through our evening's entertainment here at the Scare Ball. It has been absolutely fantastic so far. We've had two rounds of our award ceremony for the SCAR Awards. So we've had our first batch and then our second batch. We've got one more batch coming. Congratulations to everyone who's won an award. If you want to find out who won an award, head over to the ScareCon Facebook and website at scarecon.org. Also, if you want to head back to the day to actually film this live, June 23rd, check out the Scare Track Facebook page. You'll be able to check out the videos where we release live on exactly who won. We've got some adverts on at the minute. We've had Horrify Me. We've now also got a fantastic advert. There's loads of great adverts, actually. Twins of Evil Attractions one's just come up for Apocalypse Oz. We spoke to Toby Brandon not too long ago on the show. Apocalypse Oz. We really need to get to that in Tony Pandy this year. So, yeah, we've had two lots of Scare Awards, and we've also had three batches of the Circus of Horrors show, which was awesome, gruesome, sexy, and everything else in between. We've got one more set of rewards and then another show from Circus of Horrors. So there we go. It's now time for the Scare Ball at the 10th annual ScareCon. I implore you all, obviously this is a Scare Trap podcast audio form. If you listen to the podcast, be sure to like us on Facebook. Head over back to June the 23rd, where we have four live videos from the SCAR Awards, and our thank yous to Michael Bolton, the man that makes this happen. He has a little bit of help from Sam and the Scare Tour team, but it's all down to Michael that gets this done. Over 400 delegates here, the biggest and only Scare convention the whole of Europe, and it's awesome. So, bring on the drunkenness, and you may be lucky enough to hear some of us talk all this utter rubbish. Enjoy. So guys, we are wrapping up our drunken Scare Ball party, and we've come across Ewan McGregor, a very famous Scare actor here in the UK.
I don't know about
we're
that.
We're talking Towers, York, everywhere. Ewan, have you had a good day?
I've had a very good day. It's been so nice to see people.
That's the best part about ScareCon, is seeing friendly faces.
But not just that, I've learned some cool stuff too.
And awesome.
Even though I'm not necessarily massively involved with the industry at the moment, the things that I learned I can still apply to my everyday life.
Exactly, and you can always nip back into the industry. That's a good thing about it. You can come out for a season, nip back in for a season.
This is true. It would be nice to have Halloween off for 1 year.
True. Well, if you have Halloween off, you can always come and join us on our escapade.
Yes, we can go touring and talking.
Touring and talking. We can. Well, Ewan McGregor, thank you very much for chatting to us.
No, thank you.
And we shall see you soon.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Good evening, Scare Track fans. We are here with Sean, obviously, and other people at ScareCon. There are people here. Who's here? I can see a t-shirt that says Room Escape Southend. But everyone else is out of lanyards that give me hinters as to who they are. So, yep, I can see Froggy Fog and Autumnville Mine Tours. Something with the Skin Snatchers long name. And who else can I see? I can see Skeletor. I can see Ice Cream Factory.
Hide and Shriek.
I can see Sam Cousins.
Where's Sam? Let's talk to Sam Cousins.
Let's talk to Sam. Hi, Sam.
That's all we got.
That's all we have right now is hi, Sam. How are you?
Excuse me, are you blind? Can you not see what I'm wearing?
Can you describe what you're wearing?
You address me as your lordship.
I'm sorry, my lordship. How are you enjoying ScareCon this evening?
Absolutely brilliant.
How do
what
you
a
think?
Fantastic bunch of criminals.
How do you think this fares to every ScareCon previously?
This is probably one of the better ones that I've presided over.
I also agree.
Would you? You see, great minds think alike.
Yes.
Sam's moving to Southend.
Apparently, you've heard it here first. Donnie Darko said Sam is moving to Southend.
I thought someone was moving in with boobs, but I realised what you were doing. That this is like the baby of
exact same colour.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We've stolen the tail.
I was just more impressed with that I knew who she is.
Oh. Thank you. It's not a lot of
you don't know who she is.
I do. I added you on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah, but do you know what? She stressed us.
We're moving to Oh, Sonny Darko.
Hey.
Oh. Oh, that overrated film I didn't like.
I'm Frank. I have Donny, but he's like disappeared at the moment.
Oh, you do get it now.
This is Frank.
This is going to be really bad in audio form.
I know.
No one's going to give a shit.
No, we're probably
people want to turn off. So you're on the edited version, because people would not have listened to this.
Brilliant. All right, sorry. So we've bumped into Frank from Donny Darko. Frank, where are you from?
Southend. I'm with Hide and Shriek.
Hide and Shriek, you wouldn't have won this.
Yes,
evening.
We've won.
How do you feel?
Amazing. Been dancing all night.
I'm really impressed with how I'm doing right now.
I think you're doing fantastic.
Good until that point, babe.
And I just want to let you guys know that I'm being interviewed by some lovely, sexy Where's Wally's, and I have found them.
Sexy we've Where's been found. Wally's. We found. I've never been called a sexy Where's Wally. It's more you, though. I think the skirt should have been shorter. Do we agree?
No. I feel like we've had a successful ScareCon.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It's been absolutely brilliant.
I think 10 years in, you've worked the hardest you've worked. And I haven't enjoyed not seeing you.
You haven't enjoyed seeing
me. I haven't enjoyed not seeing you.
I know, but we were always around the corner, you knew everywhere.
And this year you were upstairs.
I know, sometimes I was downstairs.
Sometimes I saw you and got
Sarah,
excited.
When are you going to come and shag me? You keep on promising me that I can be your first. Or that you can be my first woman.
We're doing a professional interview right
Oh,
now.
Are you? What, for Porn Magazine? Housewives Weekly.
But a much more established thing.
Scare track.
I don't want to be shagging you and get scared.
Does that mean I'm not invited?
Yeah, well, that thing.
No.
No, you can't bring that with you.
No.
Oh, I'm out then, sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Your hands will be... You won't have any enough hands for carrying on with that.
Sean, we should give a good night from ScareCon.
Okay.
So we've been at ScareCon this evening.
I'm not drunk, actually, now.
I am.
I'm a bit tipsy. I've had drinks. I've spoken to a lot of people. We've kidnapped.
We've kidnapped Catherine Bolton and Sarah Cleland.
To steal more alcohol.
I have the keys.
You're listening to ScareTrack.
Wow. So it turns out we got pretty drunk towards the end of ScareCon, but why not, hey? It's one time a year where everyone can meet up from the scare attraction industry from the whole of Europe, not just the UK. We also have some American visits as well. So thank you everyone who came together to make this ScareCon one of the absolute bests. Best part about ScareCon is that you can have the full daytime with the more professional side of things, but it's great to be able to network, socialise, learn lots from the seminars, demos, workshops, the main talks in the main room as well, and just learn from your peers, friends. Then we usually get to enjoy a scare attraction at ScareCon, which is what the industry is all about. And then we had a lovely sit-down meal with some great entertainment from the Circus of Horrors and, of course, the prestigious SCAR Awards as well. Well done to everyone who won a SCAR Award and everyone who was nominated as well. You guys may have listened to our show a month or so ago about all the nominations of the SCAR Awards. If you want to find out who won the SCAR Awards, just head over to ScareCon's website. That's www.scarecon.org. It's also on their Facebook page as well. Or you can head back to our Facebook page on June the 23rd to check out who won them in our live videos. So let's finish off by saying thank you absolutely to Michael Bolton and the whole ScareCon team. Without you guys, this amazing few days wouldn't be able to happen. Thank you to Frequent Fear, the guys that we did our Extreme Haunt panel with, our Extreme Attraction panel with. That will be on the next show, guys. If you haven't seen already our live video, you can obviously go and check it out now, our live video on our Facebook page. But we do have a few listeners who don't have social media, so don't panic. That will be out in the next day or two's time. You'll be able to listen in on our first ever ScareCon panel. So, like I say, thank you to ScareCon, Michael Bolton, everyone behind the scenes there. Thank you to Frequent Fear. Thank you to also Atmosphere Scare Entertainment, who joined us on that panel as well, and to all the other people. But like I say, that's on the next episode. A big thank you to you guys. Thank you to listening. Thank you for listening to the ScareTrek podcast. It was great to meet loads of you and put names to faces at ScareCon. There was loads of you there, so it's really, really humbling for you guys to come up to us and tell us how much you enjoy the show. We actually had one person go, "Are you from ScareTrek?" We're like, "Yeah, I could recognise your voice." Although a little creepy, really pretty awesome. So it really does make us feel humble. We really do appreciate that. So I think that brings us to the end of episode 45, the ScareCon special. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I say, it's a difficult one to get everything crammed in, but we hope you all headed over to our Facebook page on the day, or I hope you were even there on the day. Like I say, our next episode will be our panel from ScareCon, the Extreme Haunt panel. And then after that, it will be back to normal. We'll be having our news and rumours section because it's going to start building up now. We've got the return of the spooky movie discussion. We've also got our listener feedback, which we've got a little bit so far. But if you do want to get in contact with the show, remember ScareTrek. Just search ScareTrek on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Just email us at scaretrack@gmail.com. remember, you can get some merchandise. Thank you so much to everyone who already has got merchandise, but if you want some more, smart-fx.co.uk. quick shout outs before we go. Shout outs to our friend Europe Haunts, who you guys we met at ScareCon. You were on the panel as well, so thank you, Matthias. Frequent Fear, obviously, and our friends across the pond. It was really gutting you couldn't make it to the ScareCon, but let's talk. Maybe next year we'll either head over to Transworld or you guys head over to our ScareCon. So yeah, Return of the Living podcast, guys, it'd be great to see you there. Other than that, guys, thank you so, so much for listening to episode 45, and we will see you next time. See you later. Bye-bye.